God spoke to speak, he spoke the mind of God.
Hallelujah.
When he looked at the elephant, he said, "Thou art elephant, with God looked up in himself and in his mind, and into his will, he saw that he had intended to call it elephant."
Amen. Yes,
so when the speaker comes here,
yes, sir,
we thank when he opened his mouth, whatsoever that he shall speak unto us, let it be thus, says the Lord. Let it be the mind of God.
Hallelujah.
You know, in the scripture, we have seen instances where children of God sometimes did not think after the fashion of God.
Yeah.
Like those disciples, when they went to preach to Samaria,
yeah,
the Samaritan rejected the word of God. What did they do? They said, "Lord, permit us that we go far from above and to destroy them."
Mm.
That is not go, or that is not in line with the King of Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
Yet come to save the world.
That's right.
Not to destroy it.
Right.
You see, how we should our God to take us through this journey.
That's right.
Of experience, of growing up in this place.
Amen.
That we drop the spirit of being the traitor and embrace each other.
Hallelujah.
As we walk through this journey, that is our maturity.
Oh.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So,
thank you, Lord. My wife with me, because we were tasked by our brother just to sing a song from a Zambian song. Yeah. Sister Rose, just please come. Yeah, and Brother Anicito. Brother Andrew Piri taught us this song when he was with us in the Philippines. And he said, "You sing very well, brother." And I do not know if we can have really the Zambian accent for this song. Yeah. May I request you to just sit down, please? Yeah. Amen.
To let me talk.
Chatted with me, and through the messenger and Facebook, they said, "Extend our regards to the brothers and sisters, whoever you met." And praise the Lord, I've seen you face to face. Yeah, and. This is really unbelievable that we reached this part of the world. It was not in my plan. It was not in my wildest dream. Yeah, to be outside my country. And you know, in the Philippines. There are only few who can really speak English straight. That is why when Brother Andrew asked me if there are brothers who can preach, other brothers who can preach, I said, no, I don't think so. Yeah, in English. And he asked me if there are other sisters who can give her testimonies in English. But I said, I don't think so. Yeah. There are only few of us who can really speak well in straight in English. There are many local ministers out there, but they could only preach straight in our own dialect. It's better for you to hear that English is your, I think, second language, is it? Yeah. And that is why, brothers and sisters, when you are grouped together outside, I could hardly mingle with you. Yeah, because when you speak English, you speak faster. And I cannot get somehow some words I cannot understand. I keep on saying sorry. Yeah. For us, we speak English slowly. Yeah, and so just right now, when I leave the home, we are preparing for another gathering of the saints in our place. We will be hosting a fellowship, a gathering where saints from different islands in the Philippines, like in Mindanao, in Visayas and Mindanao, will be coming to our place. And so there are works there that I left with the brothers there. We are extending our church building outside, so that we can have some place for the brothers and sisters to rest. Whenever there are local fellowships or gatherings in our place, some brothers and sisters coming from different areas, we manage them to our different houses, like what you did here, you do here. Yeah, and then some of the brothers will just sleep inside the church building. Yeah, and so glad to be here and to see the situation here. Lusaka is a spacious church building. And I see you really allotted this building for worship. You never chatted anything inside this building than just to worship. Amen. And I like that. I praise God for that. And I thank God. Yeah, I've seen you face to face. You've heard me. I've heard some ministers in daily devotion platforms. And I'm glad, I'm happy to be in that platform. I'm blessed, really. Brothers and sisters, God really do some works in your place. Know that we are blessed in the different ministries God bestowed upon your place. We are blessed by Brother James Veremos' ministry. We are blessed by Brother Andrew Fieri's ministry. Yeah, and his website is a big help even to the different brothers and sisters in the Philippines. Yeah, the Reflection of Faith website played a big role in edifying the church around the world. And I'm so glad to see everybody helping our brothers reaching that ministry far. Amen. Amen. And whenever I do something home, whenever I help my wife wash clothes like that, because the two of us are working, and so when we go home, I helped my sister wife do the household chores. Yeah. Uh-huh. And when I wash clothes, I open my phone connected to the speaker, and while I am washing clothes, I am listening to the sermon in reflection of faith. Yeah. And that edifies me really. Yeah. Know this, brothers and sisters, that God really do something, a good work in this place of yours. Amen. Will we give a clap to the Lord for that? Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I'm glad I see Brother Charles Obon. He has been a blessing to the Daily Devotion platform. And I see he has a big heart in the field, in the mission field. Yeah. And I agree really that there is time and season for the work of God in this space of time. Amen. There really is season. One time, in a gathering that we have back in the Philippines, I talk a sermon entitled "The Journey of the Gospel." Light does travel, amen. Light does travel, amen. Light travels. Mm-hmm. And material is tied to spiritual. The light of the world, travels. Jesus said to his disciples, "You will be my witnesses from Jerusalem to the ends of the world, to the ends of the earth." Amen. So the gospel traveled from Jerusalem to the ends of the earth. Amen. And it traveled by evangelism. God chose men to bring good tidings from Jerusalem to the ends of the earth. Amen. Amen. Light travels, the light of the word of God travels from Jerusalem, from Israel to Asia Minor. Amen. Amen. But when the Gentiles started receiving the word of life, when the Gentiles started receiving the gospel, there was a dispute between the Jewish believers and the Gentile believers. And what mistake they have taken was they brought the dispute back to Jerusalem, where the light had traveled to the Asia Minor. The light had traveled to the Gentiles. That was the problem, right? Amen. So I say, brothers and sisters, that the light of the word, yeah, travels from Jerusalem to the different parts of the world. Amen. And we thank God it reached to our place. I thank God it reached to the different parts where we are living. We thank God that he chose men to send in our place for us to hear the gospel. Amen. And really, brothers and sisters, we should support men who bring us good tidings. Amen. And that was the message last night. We should support evangelism. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So I see in Brother Charles Obuon with the other brothers that they have a big heart in the mission field. Yeah. But brothers and sisters, the Bible said in Romans chapter 12 that God give us proportions of faith. Not all are evangelists.
Amen.
Not all could preach like an evangelist do. Yes, when we believe the message and we have the word, we can share it to our friends. Yeah? Are you doing that? Amen. We can share it to our office mates. We can share it to our fellow workers beside us. Yeah? But you cannot be compared to those men who are really appointed as evangelists. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we can do evangelizing, we can do Bible sharing, and whatever it is, but there are really chosen people of God who can do evangelizing out in the mission field. And I'm so glad there are several men in this place chosen by God to preach the gospel in the mission field. I tell you, brothers and sisters, going back, I was saying that there was one time in our fellowship that I shared a message, the journey of the gospel. And I heard that topic with the late Brother Gan. He said that the gospel traveled around the globe. It traveled from Jerusalem to Asia Minor, to Europe, and then to America. Are you following with me?
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. And I see the rationale of how our brother, our dear brother, got it.
Yeah.
He got it from the star messengers God used in different ages. Amen. Amen. So the gospel traveled from Jerusalem to Asia Minor to Europe, then to America. And he said, in his time, the light is in Asia. He said that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I tell you, brothers and sisters, right now, the spirit of evangelism, I could rarely see that in Asia. But I could see that in your place, Africa. Yeah. Why did I share it to my brothers and sisters? I have seen the revival that has happened in Rafonsa. I have seen the testimonies, the revival that happened in Chatama. In Rafonsa, there were 200 attendees, right? In Chatama, there were 700 of them. And we can seldom see that in different parts of the world, that kind of revival. We know, brothers and sisters, that the word of God we are receiving will be returning to Israel one day. And that day is nearer than we think. But it should be preached unto the end part of the earth before it will be returned back to Israel. I thank God He did not escape us. Amen.
Amen.
Will you say amen to that?
Amen.
Amen. We thank God He did not skip us. But by His grace, by His love, which He chose us from the very foundation of the world, has called us now in His grace. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And I could see the spirit of evangelism in this part of the world. And I tell you, brothers and sisters, you have a big responsibility to share the gospel to your brothers and sisters in here. What happened to our fellowships back there? I said to my brothers and sisters, when the light travels, what will happen? What will happen to the place passed by the light? It becomes darker. Amen. Brothers and sisters, I told you this not for you to know that you don't have brothers and sisters in Asia, you don't have brothers and sisters in America, you don't have brothers and sisters in the other parts of the world. You do have. We have there. And we are praying for you. Amen.
Amen.
Know that we are praying for you. We know that the evangelistic spirit, the spirit of evangelism is moving around here in your place. Because the gospel should be preached to the last elect, to the last elect in the Gentile, before it will be returned to Israel. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I see the move of God in your place. The fellowships we had back there, when the spirit of evangelism is in your place, we have different fellowship broken and separated. We have different teachings, yeah, that splits up fellowships. Mm-hmm. And I told the brothers and sisters, and given them examples in the Bible, I said, from Malachi to Matthew, there were about 400 years. And that 400 years, God was silent. The Jews can never see the hands of God working in their midst during that period of time. But I tell you, brothers and sisters, there were Jews who remained faithful to God. There were Jews who remained living the word. There were Jews who remained holding what they've heard. Amen. There was Zachariah, the priest, with his wife Elizabeth. There was Joseph and Mary. There was Simeon. And there was Anna, who remained faithful with God, holding the word in their time until the Spirit of God revealed to each one of them, speak to them. Amen. I edified them and said, whatever happens, even if our pastors led the way, we will remain faithful in the word. Whoever is our close friends will be living the gospel, will be living the true message, but we will stay in the word. Amen. Amen. Know this, brothers and sisters, that we are there praying for you. You have a huge responsibility in here. We can never see this big revival that is happening in your place, in our place. 700? No. In fact, brothers and sisters, we've conducted Bible studies, visiting homes and homes, but they are not accepting the message. Yeah. The religious organizations are making the people religious, but not godly. Amen. Yeah. That's it. That is what is happening in our place. But you here, you have a huge area of evangelism. And I thank God. God raised up men and even younger men to be on the mission field. Let us give a clap to the Lord. Amen. And I just want to remind you, brothers and sisters, that we are bringing the gospel out to the people, not for us, our assembly to be many in number. Amen. So when you are preaching the gospel outside, just preach the gospel as it is. Never sugarcoat the word of God. Because others are doing sugarcoating the word of God just for these people to come in. Do you get me? Amen. Just preach the word as it is. If there will be somebody that will be stumbled, so be it. As Jesus said, blessed are they that will not be stumbled at me. Amen. Amen. That's it, brothers and sisters. And I really thank God I'm here, seeing each one of you, seeing how wonderfully God works in your midst. I can see Brother Isaiah, very fervent in the service of the Lord, that even when introducing a speaker, he is just like preaching. And I thank God for that. You really have the zeal for the service of God. The first day we had in the service, there was nobody playing the instruments. But as we started singing, hearing your voices in praise, I said to myself, there is no need for instrument. You know, in our country, we arrange chairs closely. Yeah. But I was thinking, why is it so far? And then when we started praising the Lord, yeah, that's it. That's the reason why. Because when you pray, even pray, you walk. Yeah. And I really enjoyed this fellowship, brothers and sisters. Yeah, I really enjoy this fellowship. Really, I hope, and I'm praying that your zeal shall be also experienced with my people out there. I really have joy in my heart to see you worshiping the Lord. And I thank God He brought me here to say how He works in your midst. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. So we're going to start. Okay. Let's open our Bibles. I may request everybody to stand to respect the Word of God. And praise the Lord. Isaiah chapter 57. Yeah, could you project it, brother? I have prepared my slides because in the projector it's bigger text. Yeah. Do you have it? Yeah. The second slide. Okay. Isaiah 57 verse 15.
Isaiah 57 15.
It said, "For thus saith the Lord, high and lofty one, that inhabit eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones." In John 1, 1 to 4, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same in the beginning with God, all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men." Amen. Let us give a word of prayer. Father God Almighty, we give you honor and praise, Lord. Thank you for this another privilege to be gathered to meditate upon your word. And Lord, as we listen to your word, sit upon the feet of the Lord, may you break the word of life for us. May you bless even me, Lord God, to see words coming from your mind, and bless the people that would listen, Father God, hallelujah, not only in this fellowship, in this physical gathering, but also those who are with us in the online world. Father God, bless each and everyone, and we receive your blessing in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Now, this is what the Lord puts in my heart. As I was coming here, these are things that God really put in my heart. It's about, we will be looking at, beholding at the greatness of God. Amen. And I entitled this, "The Serving a Transdimensional God." Yeah, brother, can you get to the first slide? Yeah, serving a transdimensional God. And I will be in a teaching style. At the same time, preaching in some way. I am not an evangelist by gift. I am a teacher by gift. I love to write things while sharing the word of God. I love to have some illustrations for the brethren to follow, for the brethren to catch up what I am to say. We have this topic now, serving a transdimensional God. Now, with these brothers and sisters, I will be talking about dimensions. But I will be talking about it not how the Chinese scientists discovered what the so-called dimensions. I will be talking about time and space, not with scientist Stephen Hawking presented it. I will be talking about things and teaching about things according to how the Word of God is presented to us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we are serving a transdimensional God. A God that is omnipresent. A God that is omniscient. A God that is omnipotent. Amen. Can you say omnipotent? Amen. Can you say omniscient? Can you say omnipresent? Amen. I am doing teaching like Brother Andrew, how Brother Andrew, he used to have this, to pronounce as words so that our attention will be caught, in the word. Amen. Okay, so we are serving a God like that. We are serving a great God. We are serving a magnificent God. Amen. In that God, as we have read in Isaiah chapter 57, that God who is high and lofty one is inhabiting eternity. Amen. For thus said the high and lofty one that inhabited eternity, whose name is holy. Brothers and sisters, God is only the supreme being who inhabits eternity. Amen. Amen. He alone inhabits eternity. He alone is eternal. And no one else beside him. Amen. Mm-hmm. And the verse we read, we'll continue. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit. You said, brother, it is God alone in eternity. Why is it that the verse just said that he dwell? What is it? I dwell in the high and lofty holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit. Don't get it wrong, brothers and sisters. God, I said again, God inhabits eternity. Amen. The connecting verse, which said, I dwell with him whose spirit is humble, whose spirit is contrite. Amen. That one is happening, was happening in the mind of God. But we did not exist there as a person. Can you get me? Do you follow? Amen. Yeah. The Supreme Eternal One inhabits eternity. And the one that the preachers were talking about, Brother James Birimo were talking about predestination for knowledge of God, that one happened in the mind of God, back there in eternity past. Yeah. And we already exist in the mind of God. Everything happens already in the mind of God. Even the Lamb was already slain before the foundation of the world. The Lamb has been glorified before the foundation of the world. And that transpired in the mind of the Eternal Spirit. Do you greet me, brothers and sisters? I dwell with them whose spirit is humble, whose spirit is contrite. Amen. But that happens in the mind of God. We do not exist separately out there, but we exist in the mind of God. Amen. Amen. That eternal spirit who dwelleth eternity, he planned everything. He desired a family. He desired people to be with him. People who will be called a family. And so, with this purpose, brothers and sisters, he began to start creating. Amen. But yeah, there is something in him. One preacher called it the side of God. And that is what we can read in John 1:1. Amen. Yeah, in John 1:1, it said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word is the expression of the invisible God. A minister said it is the side of God which turned towards his creation. No man has seen God anytime, the Bible says. Amen. Amen. But it is the Son of God coming from his bosom that declared what God is. Amen. And that's the Word of God. Amen. And it said there in that verse, in the beginning. We know, brothers and sisters, that God has no beginning. He liveth in eternity. He is the self-existing one. Amen. But the Word has a beginning. Amen. And that Word coming from the bosom of the Father, he stepped out from eternity to time to carry out what the Eternal Spirit has planned. Amen. Amen. Now, so we say here, brothers and sisters, brother, can you proceed to the next slide. Yeah, just go on clicking. Yeah, just go on. Can you see the presentation?
Amen.
Okay. So I think this would help. I really am preparing a slide because I know we have different accent in English.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this would help. I just write something out there in the slide so that you can catch. Yeah. So the Elohim, the eternal spirit, inhabits eternity. But his word stepped out from eternity into time to carry out things what the eternal spirit has planned to do, what the eternal spirit has purposed to do. Amen. Isaiah said, whatever I purpose in my heart, whatever I plan to do, that will come to pass. Amen. And the executor of that plan is the Logos, the Word. Amen. The Logos stepped out from eternity into time. And what we can see, brothers and sisters, are two different dimensions. We have eternity, and the other is time. Do you follow? Amen. So we are now talking about dimensions. I said I will not be talking about dimensions just like what Chinese discovered. But as what the Bible is presenting to us. Yeah. So we can see now that the eternal spirit still inhabits eternity. He is in eternity while the word carrying his plan, executing his plan, is into the so-called time. Do you follow? Amen. So there are two major dimensions now. We have eternity and we have time. Everybody say eternity. Eternity. Time. Time. Amen. Amen. We have now two dimensions that we can see. Mm-hmm. And one time, a young brother in our fellowship went through sharing this oneness believer. You know the Jesus only movement, what they believe? Yeah. And they believe that it is the eternal spirit who became a child, who became a fetus in Mary's womb. And was born. Yeah. It is Jesus' only movement. That, so when the brother started explaining, a brother in our fellowship started explaining with the Jesus' only movement believers, he taught them these things. And the brother from the Jesus only movement start asking question. Said that if the Logos, the Word, step out from the so-called eternity into time, the Jesus only movement believer asked, who created time? Who created time? And that young brother, when we met, he said, uncle, I was confused. with the question of the Jesus only movement. Who created time? Who created time? So, brothers and sisters, my brothers out there are fond of giving me questions so that I could scan the Bible and search on the answers. Because I believe that if there is question about life or anything, the Bible has the answer. Amen.
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 Yeah. So I started scanning up back the teaching on these things. And just discovered that just as darkness is the absence of light. Yeah. Darkness was not created. Darkness is just the absence of light.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
And time is just a dimension outside eternity. Again, just as darkness is the absence of light, time is a dimension outside of eternity. Do you get it? Amen. Amen. I know that there are sisters, there are brothers that doesn't like teaching style. And they feel drowsy. yeah, but sorry, this is my gift that God has allotted me. Amen. Let us continue. Yeah. So time is just a dimension outside eternity. And all things visible or invisible were created and made to stay in time. There are no creations that are created in the eternity. Every creation, whether visible or invisible, it is created in the dimension of time. Don't expect, brothers and sisters, but that when the Logos came out from eternity into time, that he went back to eternity to create the invisible ones. Because somebody could think that because these beings are invisible, they are already in eternity. No, sir. The truth remains that God alone inhabits eternity. And every creature is created and made in that dimension called time. Do you get it, brothers and sisters?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And so, we have right now two major dimensions. We have the eternity where God dwells, and we have time where all creations are created and put into. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And you know, brothers and sisters, scientists are into argument about time and space. I read in the library of Brother Andrew Fury on the book of Stephen Hawking. Yeah, about space and time. But I will say, as I have said, I will not be talking about space and time according to what Stephen Hawking has discovered. We will talk space and time according to how the Word of God says it. Amen.
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 Time has been there before space comes. Amen. That is why we always say that John 1:1 comes before Genesis 1:1. The phrase in the beginning in John 1:1 is not the same with the phrase in the beginning of Genesis 1:1. The one in John 1:1 is really the beginning of time when the Logos stepped out. Yeah. And I tell you, brothers and sisters, nobody can tell us when was the beginning of time. Time existed before our calendar has been printed. Time already ticking before the clock, the first clock ever invented. Amen. And don't you ever say that Genesis 1:3, is it 1:3?
Genesis 1 verse 3,
God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness called night. He called night. And evening and morning were the first day.
Amen.
Yeah, is it okay, brother?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So, in Genesis 1:3-5, God made light. Made light to shine. Amen. And when he made that light, that was the beginning of what the so-called day and night. And the Bible calls it first day. Amen. But don't you ever misunderstood that that first day is the beginning of time. Do you get me? Amen. That is the beginning of the recreation of the earth. But that was not the beginning of time. The beginning of time is really John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word. The moment the Word stepped out from eternity into the place where He was, yeah, that dimension is called time, and started ticking. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And we just do not know what is the space, what is the time between Genesis 1:1, I mean John 1:1, and Genesis 1:1.
Genesis 1:1.
Do you follow, brothers and sisters? Mm-hmm. And so God started creating. I mean, yeah, the Logos started creating. The Bible said in Colossians, is it Colossians? Brother, please, the next slide. Colossians 1:15, I think.
Now, Colossians 1:15.
Is it? Yeah, 1:16, yeah. For by Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible or invisible, whether they be thrones, whether they be dominions, whether they be principalities, they be powers, all things were created by Him and for Him. All things were created by the Logos. All things were created by Christ and for Christ. Amen. Amen. Whether things visible or invisible. But I tell you, brothers and sisters, God created first the invisible ones. Invisible thrones, invisible principalities, invisible dominions, invisible powers, invisible hierarchies. God created that first because they don't need space. Do you get me? They don't need space. So God created the flux of angels. Amen. Amen. God created first the invisible ones. Mm-hmm. And don't you ever think that the angels are not time bound. The angels are still within the dimension of time. They are not in eternity. They are in the dimension of time. Do you get me, brothers and sisters? I hope you are following. Yeah. Yes, brother, please. Amen. Okay. So that's what I've said. Angels are not eternal beings. They have beginnings. They are beings in time. They too have beginnings. Amen. Yeah, because they are created beings. So they are in the dimension called time. Amen. Those are the so-called invisible thrones, invisible principalities, invisible dominions, invisible hierarchies out there in the invisible dimension of time. Amen. Mm-hmm. And then God started, the Logos started to create the physical space. There is the beginning of the space. So we have the space. Just let it flow, brother. We have the space. We have the dimension called space. Within the dimension called time. Yeah. And I tell you, brothers and sisters, the scientists are into argument whether the time is... A time and space are independent with one another. But here in the Word of God, we can say, yeah, that space is independent in time. But time, I mean, yeah, it's inverted. Space is dependent upon time because space is put into the dimension of time. Amen. But time existed without the space. So time is dependent on space. It's only the space that is dependent on time. But brothers and sisters, what these scientists are discovering, they only observe phenomenons that happened in space. They only observe phenomenons that happened in space. And so what they can see is the connection, only the connection between time and space. They said that space cannot be separated with time. And of course, yes, because the space, I mean the dimension called space, is put within the dimension called time. Space could not be separated from time because it is created at the dimension of time. Do you hear me, brothers and sisters? Can everybody say time? Can everybody say space? Space in time. Yes. Space is put in time. So we can see now three dimensions. We have eternity. We have time. We have space. The space is put in the dimension of time. It is like a city within a city. Do you get me, brothers and sisters? Space is put into the dimension of time. And so you cannot separate space from time. When space was ever there, time has been long there. Amen. Amen. That's it, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Please, will you please run this? Yeah. Okay. So as what I was saying, angels are in our creatures, our creation that is time bound. And we can prove that on Lucifer's situation. We can read that in Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 13. I'm checking time. Yeah. Ezekiel 28, verse 13. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stones thou was thy covering, the sardius, topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, the carbuncle, the gold, the workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee. In the what? In the what? In the day thou was created. Do you follow me, brothers and sisters? Angels are time bound. Angels are created within the dimension of time. So Lucifer does. Yeah. Mm-hmm. In the day that was created. Next. We can prove in next slide. In other book, like in Daniel chapter 10, Daniel chapter 10, verse 11 to 13, and he said unto me, O Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken these words unto me, I stood trembling. Verse 12, then he said unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten before thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days. Now, brothers and sisters, this is Daniel. When he saw the vision on the 70 weeks determined to the people and to the city of the living God, Daniel seek God for understanding. He fasted for 3 weeks. He prayed to God for answers. And there is one angel sent from the presence of God to teach Daniel what he is seeking. Yeah. And this angel, as he traveled towards Daniel, The angel said, I was withheld. By, where is it? By the prince of Persia. Amen. Now we need to think, brothers and sisters. Could a literal prince, king of Persia, withhold an angel? Brother Branham said, every ism, communism, and whatever ism is that, there are agents of Satan who is backing up at those ism. So the same with Persia. There is an agent of Satan who was backing up the king of Persia, the prince of Persia. And the angel called him prince of Persia. Do you get me, brothers and sisters? And so that agent of Satan, while the angel was passing, they were in their dimension. Right? Amen. They were in their dimension. And that angel said, I was withheld by the king of Persia 120 days. Now, if these angels are not time bound, how could that angel count the days when he was withheld in that dimension? Can you follow me? Amen. So angels are beings which are time bound. Only they are not space bound. Can you see that, brothers and sisters? Amen. So as I have said, we can have three dimensions now. We have eternity, we have time, we have space. And space is put in within the dimension of time. Amen. And everything, every creatures that has ever been created is really put in time. And all the physical creations is put in space.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Just go on, brother. Okay. Next. Yeah. So that is Genesis 1:1 is the beginning of space. Amen. That is not the beginning of time, but it is the beginning of space. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Actually, that's the universe, that's the space called the universe. Amen.
Amen.
So that's the start, the beginning of the so-called space, the universe itself. I hope you get it, brothers and sisters. Okay, next slide, brothers. Yeah. That's an observable universe if you just can see it, but it's darker, you know? It's dark. If we can picture out the big universe that we have, and it is seen, observed on top, you can never see the earth. That is huge. Very huge universe that we have. But God designed life to be on earth. Do you know that? Amen. God designs us to be on earth. In quite number of time, the invisible created beings, when God has created the space called universe. When there was already earth, God put those invisible beings to be in charge and to be tested on the ground called earth. Amen. That's where we can see Lucifer's Eden. Amen. Amen. Yeah. And everything that has life is put on this earth. This earth contains everything, every mechanism that could support life. And of the huge universe, the earth is only the place, yeah, that could support life. This has been the testing ground of the angelic beings. And this is also the place where we, you and me, are tested. Amen. This is the place called space. This is the place, earth, where we come to know the love of God. Amen.
Amen.
In this space called earth, this is where we know God. This is where we know the truth. This is where we come across with the message of the hour. Amen. This is where we know the Godhead. But I tell you, brothers and sisters, the love of God can never be measured within space. Do you know that?
Amen.
Amen. The majesty of God, the magnificent God, the great God, cannot be measured just within the space. Even just within time, we can never measure the love of God or what God is all about. I tell you, brothers and sisters, the one we experience, the Bible said in John chapter 3, verse 15, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." Amen. The Son of God whom he sent is the expression of God's love. But I tell you, brothers and sisters, that does not end there. The Bible said, "For the love of God is shed abroad to our hearts by the Holy Spirit." The Holy Spirit that God put into our heart is the expression of God's love that testifies that we are sons and daughters of God. But I tell you, brothers and sisters, the expression of the love of God does not end there. Amen. Amen. Can we sing the song once again? Could we with ink the ocean fill? Amen.
Amen.
Can you put it there, brother? Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is already 12. Is there? No, just the verse down. Next. Yeah, okay. Yo. Could we with ink the ocean fill and world the sky?
hearts, O parchment made, where every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love, amen, of God above, would drain the old sun dry, nor could a scroll contain the whole. Those threads from sky to sky. Amen.
Amen.
We can never measure the love of God just in space. We can never measure the total love of God by just within time. I tell you, brothers and sisters, yeah, He engulfed us. He filled us. He filled the whole creation. Amen. Amen. We can never measure the love of God. What we have right now, though, is already enough. Amen. For us to experience love of God. But this does not end here. We will still be enjoying the love of God through eternity.
Amen.
That's it, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And one time, again, a brother is come into sharing. Yeah, and he was asking, Uncle, this is about different kinds of bodies, right? We know that we have the Bible said that there is terrestrial bodies and there is celestial body, right? And I was sharing to them on that time about the terrestrial body and the celestial body God has prepared. This is the terrestrial body, an earthly body. Amen. But when we die, when the saints die, we will wake up with another body God prepared for us. And the Bible calls it celestial body. The word of God said, when I will be in this body, I am absent from the Lord. When I will put off this body, I will be present in the Lord. Amen. That body the Lord prepared is called celestial body. But this young brother asked me, Uncle, why should the dead, when the dead in Christ shall rise, they will be put again, their celestial body will be united again to their terrestrial body. Yeah, that's the question. I know, I hope you get it. Because we have this hope that in the resurrection of the dead, before the rapture would take place, yeah, there will be sounding of the last trump. Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, yeah, we'll read it. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Can I proceed? Still, it's already 12 o'clock. Yeah, for we know that our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved. We have a building of God. It's verse 5, verse 1.
2 Corinthians 5, verse 1. We have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in heavens. For if in this we groan, in this body, in this earthly body we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so be that the that being clothed we shall not be found naked, for we are in this, for we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but that clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up to life. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we have this terrestrial body. God prepared for us a celestial body. And Paul said, we do not desire to be unclothed with this body, but we desire for God to clothe us with the celestial body. Do you understand that? So, the fusion of the terrestrial body and the celestial body, amen, could make us glorified body. We are waiting for that time. Amen.
Amen.
And the young brother asked me, why is it? Because he was thinking that celestial body is already good enough. Oh, we are in the presence of the Lord, and this celestial body, when we die, this is already good enough. But why is it, uncle, that during the resurrection of the dead in Christ, there will still be union? The celestial body will catch up the terrestrial body, so that the saints that was dead will be put into glorified body. Why is it, uncle? Brothers and sisters, we are talking about dimensions. We have seen three different dimensions, but the Bible is telling us another dimensions. Amen.
Amen.
We can see with the parable, the story on the rich man and Lazarus. The rich man, when he died, he went to the place called hell. Amen. But Lazarus was with Abraham, in Abraham's bosom. Amen. And David of old is telling us that God will not allow me to see corruption, but he will save my soul from the so-called Sheol, from the so-called hell. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So that's another dimension. And we've learned that seal was divided into two. Yeah, we have the paradise. The paradise, the place where the righteous spirits are placed into, and the place where the wicked are placed into. When Jesus Christ arose from the dead, he get all those souls in prison. The Bible said he descended into the lower parts of the earth, and he that descended ascended up on high, bringing captives with him. Amen. Those are another dimensions that we can take on. Amen. But don't you think that those dimensions are found in eternity? They are still found in the dimension called time. Do you get me? Amen.
Amen.
They are still found in the dimension called time, but they are not space bound.
Amen.
Amen. They are not space bound, but they are time bound. Now you know the difference between time and space. It is separated, but we cannot separate space from time. Amen. Amen. Now let us go back to the question of the brother, the young brother. I said to him, every dimension, God allocated a body. When you die, you will go to a different dimension. When you put off this body, you will be present in the Lord with celestial body. But that celestial body could not be able to return to space. Can you see that? That is why, brothers and sisters, I tell you, rapture will not come unless metamorphosis happens to us. Do you realize it? That is why God prepared for us mansions up there. Because this body won't be able to go there. This terrestrial body won't be able to go there with the Lord. The Bible said, when the Lord comes, we will meet him up in the air. Now, can you imagine, brothers and sisters, this body? This body is limited, even to the so-called space. Amen? Before we take our flight, the airplane pilot, maybe, will bring inside... Yeah, the oxygen, I think. Yeah. It will look like a white cloud, oxygen. Why do they do that? Because up there, there is something that this body could not survive. Amen. So when the Bible said we will meet the Lord up in the air, this body could not do it. That is why before the rapture, all the living saints should hear the last trump. Amen. Should hear the rapturing grace. Because this body won't make it there up. Amen. We need to be clothed upon our celestial body. So that when we are clothed upon our celestial body, we will enjoy the glorified body. And that glorified body, brothers and sisters, could travel back in time. Yeah, could travel in the dimension called time to space. The Bible said, when there was a question about marriage, yeah, there was a woman who had seven husbands, yeah, right. And they questioned the Lord of in the resurrection, which husband will he be joined to? And Jesus said, ye do hear, because ye do not know the power of God. That was a slap to them, brothers and sisters. Ye do hear because ye do not know the word of God in the resurrection. Everybody say in the resurrection. In the resurrection. We will be what? We will be like angels. Let us give a clap to the Lord. Amen. We will be like angels.
That is why, brothers and sisters, we need to wear on our glorified bodies. Because what? Celestial bodies won't be able again to be on earth. Amen. We need to have metamorphosis. You know, we saints, including the saints that are sleeping, we will reign on this earth once again with Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So we will go here to there, to the dimensions where angels are, to the dimensions which is called by Paul third heaven or paradise, and back to this earth we will reign as kings. Amen. And that is why, as I have said, we must wear on our glorified bodies. A body which the Lord Jesus wear on after he rose from the dead. When Thomas disbelieved, the Bible said they were together in a room where the door was closed, where the window was closed, because they were afraid of the Jew. But suddenly the Lord appeared in their midst. Peace be with you. Amen.
Amen.
Do you now know what kind of body it will be that we will be wearing? These three-dimensional objects won't hinder us when we are put on that body. Amen. That's how glorious it is. That's how glorious it will be. And brothers and sisters, the God that we are serving is a trans-dimensional God. Amen. The Bible said he is our present help in times of troubles. The Bible did not say he is our future help, but he is our present help. Amen. When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was put into the fire, and the fire was burned 7 times down, it was burned. But they did not fear. They were not afraid. He said to King Nebuchadnezzar, "We will not worship your idol. We will only worship our true living God. Even if we are going to be put into the fire, we will still worship the true and living God." Oh, what a faith, brothers and sisters. Amen.
Amen.
And they even said, even if our God won't help us, we will still serve him. But these three men were in faith. I tell you, brothers and sisters, they knew that God is their present help in times of trouble. He is a trans-dimensional God. So whatever is the situation you are in right now, know that God is our present. Be it in the ministry, be it in our family, be it in our works where we work, God is our present help. He is omnipotent. He is omnipresent. He is omniscient. He is a transdimensional God. Do you realize it, brothers and sisters? When Peter was in prison, he was chained two chains. Amen. But it did not sadden him. It did not make him sad. Peter knew that God is his present help.
And immediately right then on, an angel was sent from the presence of God. And the angel smote the chains. And Peter was freed. Amen. God, we are serving a God that is a transdimensional God. Every dimension does not inhibit him to be there. Can you see that, brothers and sisters? Amen.
Amen.
But the sad point is, and I want to take this opportunity to encourage us, brothers and sisters, this is not to get you afraid, to get you in fear, yeah. But I want to tell you, we are serving a transdimensional God. He knows even the things we are doing in the dark. Amen. So walk worthy of the calling.
Amen.
Don't serve God and end up in a unrighteous manner. If the word of God said flee from fornication, you have to flee from fornication. Amen. Amen. Abstain from all appearance of evil. You have to abstain from all appearance of evil. Because God is a transdimensional God. When Ananias and Sapphira, there was a great revival out there in their time, and everybody was donating something to the apostles. When the brethren was having a parcel of lot, they are selling it, and the cost of that portion was given to the apostles for the ministry. Ananias and Sapphira was also doing that. Yeah. And they promised to the Holy Spirit that when their portion of land will be sold, all the amount will be given to the apostles. But when it was sold, something happened in their heart. Amen? And I think they were thinking, oh, we'll just get something out from put it in our pocket. Nobody knows. Mm-hmm. But I said, brothers and sisters, I say this unto you as admonition. We are serving a transdimensional God. He knows everything that we do. In the light or in the dark. Whether your brothers and sisters doesn't know it, he knows it. Amen. And God told Peter what these couple were doing. Can you see that? You might be thinking, there is no brother, there is no sister that sees me. But there is one who sees you. Know it, brothers and sisters. Amen? We must live a holy, righteous life. Amen. We are serving a God that you can't hide anything from him. Wherever you are, in space, in time, in hell, in Hades, or wherever it is, God knows it. You cannot hide from him. Amen. Amen. Praise be to God. Amen. I think I dish out what I was to dish out. Yeah, but the time keeps ticking, and it's already 12:28. Sorry, brothers and sisters, for holding you long. Yeah, but as I have said, we are there. Rest assured that we are praying for you. In the side of the world, yeah, we know what huge ministry you have here. But I have said, I am happy to see you in here, how God works, do His mighty works over in your place. We'll pray for one another. I pray that the ministry that God let it stand here will continue, and it will accomplish as to what purpose God let it stand here. Amen. As I have said, we are blessed by your ministries here. We are blessed by different ministries over the land of Africa. We have Brother Andrew. We have Brother James Veramo. I could also watch Brother Nice over in, I think, Nigeria. Yeah, and you have time, really precious time in the Lord in here. Amen. Let's pray for one another. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Now let us sing the song. I love this family of God. Amen. Amen. I love this. Merry request everybody to say, oh God. So to be a part of this great